heroes and the healers. Veterans Day for all the ones left behind. There's always winners, always losers, and always certain ones who'll pay. And that's why we celebrate Veterans Day. Veterans Day. First there, not self, but country. Aim high, fly, fight, win. Always prepared so that others may live. This we'll defend. We stand by you, but sometimes we may blame you when our leaders lie. It's a lesson we never learn in a battle you can't win. But Veterans Day. Day for all the ones left behind. There's always winners, always losers, and always certain ones will pay. And that's why we celebrate Veterans Day. Veterans Day. While departed faithful wait their turn for a beatific vision, we pray for them and will them on their way. We pray for them and will them on their way.
This hour of our Veterans Appreciation has begun with singer-songwriter Larry Marante's Veterans Day to start us off, and Stephen Bennett's instrumental called Veterans Day is behind us here. Larry's song does a pretty good job of collecting the many different themes and ways that songwriters have used to appreciate vets over time. Some have lauded the courage, grit, camaraderie, and heroic stories that can develop from a veteran's experience, while others have empathized with the trauma that soldiers go through, the impact of lifelong bodily or mental injuries, the difficulty many have integrating back into society. It should be said that many vets don't experience the terror of combat and have worked to keep the peace after wars and, of course, step in to help when natural disasters hit us hard. Some vets will say their years of service really helped them straighten their lives out and work cooperatively in a unit with others for causes they feel were greater than themselves, and enjoy some benefits of education and world travel they wouldn't have otherwise. All true for many vets. You just don't find too many songwriters writing about that category, but it's important to remember that it is there. As well as it's important to be reminded of those harder experiences to truly appreciate in the broadest terms what it means to be a veteran of the military. Like my dad, and my grandfather, and my older cousins, and some very good friends of mine. We'll pick up with more of music's varied take on veterans' appreciation now, with something of a must-listen experience, I think, inside the veterans' world. All songs co-written by vets themselves, and recorded by singer-songwriter Mary Gaucher, in an album project that had her help shape the songwriting of the veterans into finished songs on her 2018 album, Rifles and Rosary Beads. We're going to play three from that album. In a moment, one written in the voice of female soldiers trying to be considered equals with their brothers in arms. Later, one dealing with a vet's survivor's guilt. But we start with one called Got Your Six, a term World War I fighter pilots used to use referring to the rear of a fellow pilot's plane. The 6 o'clock position.
6 o'clock's always behind. 6 o'clock on the battlefield. 6 o'clock is black as gun smoke. At 6 o'clock our deal is sealed. No need to talk or testify. Just keep your story tucked inside. No savior on a crucifix. Look in my eyes. I got your sins. 6 o'clock, the world falls silent. At 6 o'clock, the guilt remains. 6 o'clock, the breath goes sour. At 6 o'clock, I'll hold your pain. No need to talk or testify. Just keep your story tucked inside. No savior on a crucifix. Look in my eyes. I got your sins. At 6 o'clock, I will defend you. At 6 o'clock, just call my name. At 6 o'clock, I die for you, and I know you do the same. Clock's always behind you. 6 o'clock on the battlefield. 6 o'clock is black as gun smoke. At 6 o'clock, our deal is sealed. War in my baby from my breath. Now my name and rank cover my chest. 23 hours I flew and wept. 23 hours I never slept. Why my face changed my soaking bra. Told my body not to feel at all. Tried to be like you. What must I do to prove that? I thought RPGs were fireworks. That's how green I was at first. Blood blistered feet, black and blue. I slid inside my blood filled boots. 70-pound pack, plus you on my back. Spilled my blood on the road. Man, I carried my load. Kept you in my. My heart on Veterans Day. Don't you understand the words you say? You raised a flag for the men who serve. What about the women? What do we deserve? I was just like you. Looking back now, who the hell knows where the soul of a dead soldier goes? Guardian angels, maybe they're true. My guardian angel, maybe it's you. I shouldn't be here, you shouldn't be gone, but it's not up to me who dies and who carries on. I sit in my room, I close my eyes. Me and my guardian angel, we're still on the rise. Got holes in my eardrums, bruises and clots, double vision, and my stomach's in my. Pain in my fingers, I hurt from my head to my toes. I wake up feeling like I'm 90 years old. I shouldn't be here, you shouldn't be gone, but it's not up to me. My room, I close my eyes. Me and my guardian angel, we're still on the rise.
On today's Veterans World Music Mix, three from the important album by Mary Gaucher, who worked with veterans and vet family members who were not professional or in many cases even amateur songwriters, and helped them write and finish songs that she recorded for her acclaimed album Rifles and Rosary Beads in 2018. We heard They're Still on the Ride, also the tune Brothers the one from the female soldier's point of view, and Got Your Six, meaning I Got Your Back. I'm Paul Ingles. We have veteran empathetic tracks coming up from Johnny Cash, Bruce Springsteen, John Prine, Shania Twain, and more later in the show. You know, many families' final care for a veteran family member winds up in a local veterans hospital or veterans nursing home. Some of those facilities have closed down at times. That seems to have inspired the first of these two songs that we have next, both called Veterans Day. This first one by Parker McDonald.
There's a place on a hill where my Uncle Jack stayed. I remember our visits on Veterans Day. An old hospital building, now empty and cold. Rooms filled with stories, so many untold. And if these walls could speak, what tales they would tell about heroes and bravery and fathers that fell. Yes, if these walls could speak, they'd probably cry. The war is over, but the tears never dry. My uncle'd say, deal me in to Captain Mike Brown. They'd play poker for pennies, sun up to sundown. While prisoners of peace, ex-prisoners of war, pushed walkers in wheelchairs across concrete floors. And if these walls could speak, what tales they would tell about brothers in arms and their journeys through hell. Yes, if these walls could speak, they'd probably cry. The war is over, but the tears never dry. Yes, if these walls could speak, their tales would bring back all those fathers and brothers and my tough Uncle Jack. Yes, if these walls could speak, I know they would cry. The war is over. But the dead never die. There's a place on a hill where my Uncle Jack stayed. And I remember our visits on Veterans Day.
Veterans Day, 1983, I met a man while he could not see. He had a little sign, said he'd work for food. He had no skills, what could he do? He told me his story, sad and true. It's a lifetime of worry, lifetime of blues. coming home from war, you see. He lost his home and his family. If you could change the path, would it change your life? Would it turn this dark back into light? And would it change the road that you're going down? If you fell in that river, would you really drown? Or would you stand up and turn it back around? Now he spent his days in Vietnam to serve his country, could not be wrong. All those medals pinned on his chest. Coming home, he was the best, until his wife and country left him behind. This purple heart and his crippled mind, all alone with what he's seen. The rocket's red glare and now his homeless dreams. If you could change the path, would it change your life? Would it turn this dark pack into light? And would it change the road that you're going down? If you fell in that river, would you really drown? Or would you stand up and turn it back around? If you see a man all alone and blue, living in the streets, what would you do? Knew he served his country and there's no one left to lend a hand. Would you help him out and share the love? Would you help him find a better road? Our veterans deserve the best, you see. They're willing to die for you and me. If you could change the path, would it change your life? Turn this dark back into light, and would it change the road that you're going down? If you fell in that river, would you really drown? Or would you stand up and turn it back around? Change your path, would it change your life? Would it turn the start back into light? Would it change the road that you're going down? If you fell in that river, would you really drown? Or would you stand up and turn it back around? Could you stand up and turn it back around?
June and I read all these novels, these books about Vietnam, you know. I mean, I guess everything came out on the war for about a period of about 6 or 7 years. She and I were swapping these books, reading one after another. And the language that the troops used in there was, for instance, there was a group of guys going along and one of them would fall. No time to stop and grieve, you might get shot. So they would say, drive on, don't mean nothing. When it meant everything. You know, they would say, drive on, it don't mean nothing. Got to lose his leg, drive on, it don't mean nothing. But anyway, I wrote a song called Drive On. As if I were there. I got a friend named Whiskey Sam. He was my Boonie Rat buddy for a year in Nam. He said, I think my country got a little off track. It took him 25 years to welcome me back. But it's better than not coming back at all. Many a good man I saw fall. And even now, every time I dream, I hear the men and the monkeys in the jungle scream. Drive on, It don't mean nothing. My children love me, but they don't understand. And I got a woman who knows a man. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. Drive on. I remember one night, Tex and me rappled in on a hot LZ. We had our 16s on rock and roll, and with all of that fire, I was scared and cold. We've been crazy and we've been wild, and I have seen the tiger smile. I spit in a bamboo viper's face, and I'd be dead, but by God's grace, drive on. It don't mean nothing. My children love me, but they don't understand. And I got a woman who knows a man. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. Drive on. Well, I came home, but Tex did not. And I can't talk about the hit he got. But I got a little limp now when I walk. And I got a little tremolo when I talk. But I finally found out who I am. I'm a walking, talking miracle from Vietnam. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. My children love me, but they don't understand. And I got a woman who knows a man. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. Drive on.
On our special today, honoring our veterans and acknowledging the hardships they've endured throughout history. That's Johnny Cash, who sang Drive On. Also from Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania, we heard the group Well Strung and the song called Veterans Day, and another song called Veterans Day by singer-songwriter Parker McDonald. In Mexican and New Mexican music, a corrido is like a newspaper article set to music. And when a songwriter wants to get the word out about an important person or event, they write the corrido so it can easily be sung and passed on through the community and through time. A friend of mine, the late Roberto Martinez, was a key member of the band Los Reyes de Albuquerque. Roberto memorialized a local New Mexican to die in the Vietnam War, Daniel Fernandez of Las Lunas. Fernandez is said to have dove on a grenade in Vietnam to save the lives of his fellow soldiers in the unit. Written and played live on the radio just hours after that news had reached home, Roberto's original El Corrido de Daniel Fernandez documented that story in Spanish first, but they also issued a single in English as well.
We took the liberty of translating to English El Corrido de Daniel Fernandez, and although our effort leaves a lot to be desired, it's meant as a friendly gesture to our non-Spanish-speaking fellow Americans and New Mexicans.
As a child in Los Lunas, he used
Corrido de Daniel Fernandez, Los Reyes de Albuquerque, recorded in 1966. I'm Paul Ingles, host of the music mix series 10,000 Good Songs. Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA was not meant to be a flag-waving, jingoistic anthem, as it was mistaken for in the mid-1980s when it came out. Bruce told his audience the real story during his Springsteen on Broadway run some years back.
So it's 1980, I'm 30 years old, I'm on another cross-country trip with a buddy of mine, and we stop outside of Phoenix to gas up. Go into a small-town drugstore, I'm rifling through a rack of paperback books, I come across a book called Born on the 4th of July by a Vietnam veteran named Ron Kovic. Now, his book was a testimony of the experience that he'd had as a combat infantryman in Southeast Asia. A week or two later, I'm bunked in at the fabulous Sunset Marquee Motel in Los Angeles. For the uninformed, it's kind of an upscale, low-life rock star hangout. All right? Small world theory proves itself once again. I've been seeing a young guy with shoulder-length hair sitting in a wheelchair by the pool for several days. So one afternoon, he rolled up to me and said, "Hi, I'm Ron Kovic. I wrote a book called Born on the 4th of July." I said, "Jesus, I just read it, and when it destroyed me." And he spent the afternoon talking to me about many returned soldiers who were struggling with a wide variety of problems, and he wanted to know if I'd take a drive with him to the vet center in Venice, meet some of the Southern California veterans. So I said, "Sure." The next day we headed out there, and I'm usually pretty easy with people, but once we were at the center, I didn't know how to respond to what I was seeing. Talking about my own life to these guys seemed frivolous. You know, there was homelessness and drug problems and post-traumatic stress and young guys my age dealing with life-changing physical injuries. And it made me think about my own friends from back home, Walter Shoshone. Walter Shoshone was the greatest rock and roll front man on the Jersey Shore in the bar band 60s. He was in a group called the Motifs, and he was the first real rock star that I ever laid my eyes on. Raymond was tall, kind of sweetly clumsy guy, one of those big guys who just isn't comfortable with his size for some reason. And Raymond was my guitar hero. He was just a shoe salesman in the day. And Walter, I think, worked construction, and they were only a little bit older than we were, never had any national hit records, never did any big tours, but they were gods to me. I learned so much from Walter and from Ray. And my dream was I just wanted to play like Ray and walk like Walter. And then there was Bart Haynes. Bart Haynes was the drummer from my first band, the Castiles. He was the first real drummer I ever played with. He was an absurdly funny kid, classic class clown. He was a good drummer with one strange quirk. Couldn't play Wipeout by the Safaris. This may not seem so critical to you right now, I understand. But in those days, your skills, your metal, your self-worth as a drummer and as a human being was tested in front of your peers once an evening by your performance of Wipeout. Beyond his capabilities was tragic. You know, one day he got up off the drum stool, he joined the Marines, and Walter and Bart, they were both killed in the war in 1967 and 68. And Bart was the first young man from our hometown to give his life in Vietnam. So I really didn't know what to say to the guys that I was meeting in Venice. I sat there for most of the afternoon, and I just listened. And in 1982, I wrote and I recorded my soldier story. It was a protest song, a GI blues. The verses are just a counting of events. The choruses were a declaration of your birthplace, and the right to all of the blood and the confusion and the pride and the shame and the grace that comes with birthplace. 1969, Mad Dog, Little Vinny, and myself, we were all drafted on the exact same day, all three of us. We rode together early one Monday morning from the Selective Service office on probably the unhappiest bus that ever pulled out of Asbury Park, because we were on our way to what we were sure was going to be our funeral. We'd seen it already up very close. And when we got to the Newark Draft Board, we did everything we could not to go. And we succeeded, all three of us. When I go to Washington and I have the occasion to visit Walter and Bart, I'm glad that Mad Dog's, Little Vinny's, for that matter, my name isn't up on that wall, but it was 1969, and thousands of young men to come would be called, simply sacrificed, just to save face for the powers that be, who by then already knew. They knew it was a lost cause. And still thousands and thousands of more young boys. So, so I do sometimes wonder who went in my place, because somebody did. First kick I took was when I hit the ground. You end up like a dog that's been beat too much till you spend half your life just covering up. I was born in the USA, born in the USA. I got in a little hometown jam, so they put a rifle in my hands. Sent me off to a foreign land to go and kill the yellow man. I was born in the USA, born in the USA. Come back home with a refinery, hiring man says, son, if it was up to me. Went down to see my VA man, he said, son, don't you understand, no. I had a brother at Quezon fighting off the Viet Cong. They're still there. He's all gone, gone. He had a woman he loved in Saigon. I got a picture of them in her arms, in her arms. Down the shadow of the penitentiary, out by the gas fires of the refineries. I'm 40 years burning down the road, 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 the road. I've got nowhere to run. I've got nowhere to go. I'm a long gone daddy in the USA. I'm a cool, cool rockin' daddy in the USA.
Sam Stone came home to his wife and family after serving in conflict overseas, and the time that he served had shattered all his nerves and left a little shrapnel in his knee. But the morphine eased the pain, and the grass grew around his brain and gave him all the confidence he lacked. With a purple heart and a monkey on his back, there's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone's welcome home didn't last too long. He went to work when he'd spent his last dime, and Sammy took to stealing when he got that feeling for $100 habit without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins like 1,000 railroad trains, and eased his mind in the hours that he chose, while the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes. There's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. Well, he played his last request while the room smelled just like death, with an overdose hovering in the air. But life, it lost its fun, and there was nothing to be done but trade his house. that he bought on the G.I. Bill. Four flag draped casket on a local hero's hill. There's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios.
Steve Earle right there, who has a knack for being able to get inside the experience of regular folks, coal miners, truck drivers, and veterans, and write songs that feel so real. We heard his Home to Houston. Also John Prine's classic Sam Stone, written early in the Vietnam War years, when it wasn't common to hear a dark side snapshot of the veterans' experience. And also Bruce Springsteen's reframing of Born in the USA from his Broadway show. Many years ago now, in the early days of the U.S. war in Iraq, I attended and recorded a poetry event in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Many poets reading their work, urging peace. And one poem from a Massachusetts poet named Samantha Scalamaro has always stuck with me as a compelling portrait of the young veteran's experience, as seen by her, really a casual bystander in an airport.
Every line of this poem is true. I just added some rhymes and I'm passing them on to you. Please pray for peace and pass it on. This is called Last Jazz. Jazz piano fills the airport atrium. I forget I've left New Orleans, find myself in Atlanta. It doesn't matter. It could be any airport, but not any time. It's 2005, and I keep seeing young guys in sandy fatigues, Army soldiers or Marines, getting ready to head overseas. There is a big group of the troops sitting, waiting in between flights. They're not smiling, not talking to each other. One is reading, one is talking on a cell phone. One stares at the atrium ceiling. I wonder what they're thinking. I want to say something to them, to let them know that even though I think war is the stupidest invention mankind has come up with, I want to tell them I don't hate them. And that I won't spit on them when they get back from Iraq. I want to tell them that I hate that they are going, I hate that people hate, but I don't say anything. I get ready to go to the security checkpoint, and I look over and notice a single, young, magnolia, white soldier sitting, listening up close at the piano bar. He's got the biggest smile you've ever seen. His head is bobbing along. You can see his perfect teeth. His uniform is crisp and clean. He looks like a 3.8 college kid on the debate team. And I realize that this scene is a Norman Rockwell painting sprung to life. The shirt of the piano player is a patchwork pattern, muted green, maroon, and black to match his skin. I can't take my eyes off them, wanting to paint them again and again. This is his last jazz. And I am watching this living cover of the Saturday Evening Post. It could be 1944, 45. The musician changes to Moonlight Sonata to prove that he's a pianist. And the kid feels it in his soul. You can tell because he closes his eyes. I'm hiding behind a column so he doesn't notice that I'm staring. I feel like a National Geographic photographer capturing images of America, as if I am in some foreign country, a voyeur in my own land. I feel guilty. I reach into my bag and find two of my photo cards. One has a flower, the other a butterfly. I write them fast poems because my flight leaves in a half hour. I leave the first one in the tip jar for the piano guy. Thank you for your music. It has special power. Then I walk over to the kid and ask, "Are you coming or going?" "Going," he says. I think most people never know if they are coming or going. I hand him the card and say, "This is for you." And then, somewhat dumbstruck, I mumble something feeble like, "Good luck." I can't look him in the eye, knowing that if I stayed 1 second longer, I'd break down and cry. The card said, "May you find butterflies wherever you go. May music always bring you such joy, and may angels watch over you and keep you safe. Go with grace." And then I signed it with a smiley face. I look back over my shoulder and see him opening the card. I keep going, don't look back again. I get to the security checkpoint and then I lose it. Tears stream down my face thinking they are leaving this place that's safe and I'm going home to my warm bed and any one of them could end up dead. I stick my gear through the X-ray machine. I'm going in slow motion. It feels like a dream. The uniformed Transit Security Administration agent notices my state. "Are you gonna be all right, ma'am?" he asks. I sniff and nod, and with that collared green accent, he says, "You just left your sweetie, huh?" And I cry, shake my head no, and think, but someone just did, and they're just kids. Even the officer, I'm sure that I'm older than him. I'm awash in tears. I wave the lady behind me on, and this beautiful black man says again, "Are you okay?" And I say, "I'm just overwhelmed by the number of soldiers still going to Iraq." He looks me in the eye, says assuringly, "It's okay, they want to go." And I shake my head like, "I don't know." And he takes something out of his wallet and shows me his veteran's ID to prove that he knows what he's talking about. And then he says to me, "Do you need a hug?" And I nod an involuntary yes. He leans across the conveyor belt to comfort this unbrave woman and says, "Don't worry, they'll be okay. Just pray."
Don't close the door when you leave. It's cold out. I need to see the air when you breathe and say out loud. that you'll be home soon. Not to worry, you're gonna hurry back. Has anybody seen my soldier standing all alone? Has anybody seen my soldier just trying to get home?
Shania Twain closes this hour of our appreciation of veterans with a song called Soldier from her 2017 album called Now. And now we say so long, deep thanks to our veterans. Personally, my thanks to my dad, a World War II vet, and my grandfather, a World War I and World War II veteran, and all those who served and survived, and those who served and did not. Also, we honor the families back home who bore the stress of having their loved ones often in harm's way, and helping them heal on their return. And again, here's a wish to peace in our time, to end the suffering of soldiers and civilians alike. I'm Paul Ingalls. Thanks so much for listening.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. At 89.9 in Brainerd and on your smart speaker, we are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find our playlist, podcasts, and more at kaxe.org.